Welcome to Check My Universe. This is Mona Chauhan. Today's podcast is dedicated to people who smoke, and it is a plea and appeal to people not to take to smoking because tobacco kills. We'll discuss more about how to cope with tobacco and addiction to smoking and how you can prepare to quit tobacco or quit smoking. Keep listening, Check My Universe, social media for education. More on the other side of the podcast. Keep listening, Check My Universe. Did you know the tobacco leaves or plant is taken and after it's dried, it is fermented so that its taste and the chemical can be stimulated before it gets into a cigarette or a snuffing pack? The different ways people take tobacco is, one, cigarette smoking is very common. But one of the very cool way people think is taking hookah. But let me tell you, hookah is also a very addictive thing. Because it comes with flavor, you try to do it often. But again, tobacco kills. And if you think, let me try e-cigarette, you are doing worse to yourself. Because e-cigarettes are known to have delivered nicotine in flavoring chemicals as you sniff on it. So instead of smoking directly, this is providing nicotine in chemical form. E-cigarette companies often advertise that they are safer than traditional cigarettes, but they are not. E-cigarettes can equally harm as good as smoking any other cigarettes. So best thing is to quit and not to switch to e-cigarettes. We all know that when nicotine, which is found in tobacco, enters the bloodstream, it releases endorphins and dopamine, which makes you high only temporarily. Once there is withdrawal or reduced dopamine, you again want to go and take a puff. As simple as that. If you control yourself only for 15 days, I guarantee you will quit. What are the symptoms when you are trying to stop taking or smoking or sniffing on tobacco? Let's discuss more on the other side of the podcast. Keep listening. Check My Universe. So let's discuss some ill effects before we dive into the solutions or how to start. I have practically seen very close family members quitting smoking, and it is heaven because I really get irritable with people around me smoking or stepping outside frequently to smoke. So how do you even start? We will discuss more about how do you attack this strategy of stopping to smoke or addiction to drug or any other tobacco or related product that you use. First, you must know what diseases are caused. If you're addicted, we all know that there is a high chance of lung cancer. You can have chronic bronchitis, emphysema, and increased risk of heart diseases. If you are type 2 diabetes, it can be even worse. Leukemia and pneumonia attacks are always frequently found. All of these risks are applied to any smoking product you use, no matter e-cigarette, hookah, sniffing, or whatever you may take. Even hookahs. Hookahs you think is not having tobacco, then think again. It is flavored tobacco and it's even more dangerous. Smokeless tobaccos also has the risk of increasing all these diseases, especially mouth cancers. So, what is the direct moral of the story? Do not smoke. The pregnant woman, especially if she's smoking, can have stillborn or premature infant. Miscarriage rate is high. The infant may be born with low birth weight. Smoking during pregnancy is highly discouraged. Smoking in any condition is discouraged. So at this point, I am going to discuss about how you can avoid smoking or prevent smoking. And if all you are addicted to smoking, how would you prevent or help yourself to get away from this addiction and quit smoking completely? See, addiction is complex and it is treatable. Keep it in your mind that so what is the way to prevent the effects or side effects? Or if you want to quit smoking, first thing is to prepare yourself mentally. You have to set your mind to it, and it is very difficult because if you're addicted, you will have severe irritability. I have seen family members and some very close friends trying to quit smoking. First thing is, it's very high irritability that you have because you're not getting what you want. Your brain and body is struggling to get that high feeling that it is always having because of the nicotine and tobacco or any other addictive products that you are using. So first thing is to get yourself into a mind preparedness. How do you prepare your mind? We all know meditation and yoga will help you control your mind. Second, get a supportive partner. You have any friend, parent, mom, dad, sister, who someone is close can help you keep up with your irritability, engage yourself into the hobbies that will keep you away from addiction. Set a goal for yourself. Get something that really fascinates you in life, that really makes you feel awesome and feel high with that kind of hobby and not with the dosage of tobacco. So try to use your goals, divert it to doing something instead of smoking. That really helps. Welcome back. So, is drug addiction treatable? That is the question that comes to your mind. Then the answer is positive. The path to drug addiction begins with voluntary act of taking drugs. And so is the path to make sure that you stay away from drugs. Most importantly, don't start. If you already have started, there are simple steps because addiction is chronic. And if you will stop using drugs for a few days, you will be cured automatically. Now, that is easily said than being done. Most times, you might start slowly at a slower pace. If you are a chain smoker or addicted in a very, you want it every hour or every single day, then you are chain addicted, you are addicted in a repeated manner, then it is very difficult to cope by yourself. You may need a medical or other assistant or rehab or a certain long-term repeated care, or you'll be called as patient because that recovery will take time. But it will change your life. You have to first focus your mind about getting yourself addiction free. So first thing to the treatment is to stop using drugs. Stop and stay drug free. Now, to stay drug free is very difficult. So how do you do that? You have to take friends, family, work, colleagues, society support. Find hobbies. See, addiction is a complex thing that it alters the brain function, the behavior, and it sometimes also damages the organ. But if you have just started and you are in the mode of getting more and more addicted, this is the time to stop. There is no single treatment which is right for everyone. Different people and scenarios call for different treatments, and each treatment might be different. But if you are trying to yourself first thing to start is to stay away, stop taking them. You will have withdrawal symptoms, which will reflect irritability, mood changes. You might even cry. You might feel frustrated. You might want to, you will be also getting into depression. You might want to also think that, oh my God, why don't I kill myself? So if you have that suicidal type of feeling and withdrawal symptoms, you need family support from this. So make sure you have a coach or a friend or someone you know who is going to help you in this tough time. If you are a patient, there might be some medication prescribed to you. There might be combined behavioral therapists that might help you how to change your behavior. There is also promotion of psychologist or psychiatrist who will help you to control your brain activities and how to, they might even prescribe you some drugs to combat that situation of withdrawal symptoms. Drugs that can be used during the treatment to help you can be monitored continuously if you have a doctor. But I think the doctor situation comes even later in the stage where you really cannot live without. You're like a chain smoker or chain addicted, and you are repeatedly taking drugs, and you become restless. You cannot do your general work. Then you need that kind of treatment. But if you are just started and the graduation season is up, and I'm sure people want to take some and get high. But let me tell you, there are around 115 Americans. This has killed overdose of opiate, and I know people take it just for fun. Oh, you know, it's a party time. I just graduated, and so much stress. But there are deaths related to not with smoking, because smoking gives you more of a cancer, but about other addictions. And there's another podcast, part two, which is related to cocaine, and there's another complete course on part two that will be posted on Check My Universe. So this is just regarding the smoking addiction, and you will have withdrawal symptoms, and we'll discuss more on the other side of the podcast. Nicotine replacement therapies are very common, and they have several forms. In the market, you have the nicotine patches, they have spray, they have gum and lozenges and whatnot. I remember when a very close associated friend had, it's now almost 6 years that has quit smoking, but I remember just general gum chewing really helps. Even if it is not related to anything, just any general flavor that you like, you can keep gum. Chewing gum really helps. Whenever you crave for a smoke or a puff, just keep handful of chewing gums with you. Chew your gum and make sure you keep it as, less flavored and normal, so that you are not again getting addicted to something else. So keep it unflavored gum, just regular gum that you get. Second, try to, when you are having that spirit of getting go get and get a puff, try to occupy into punching bags or walking on a treadmill or talking to the behavior groups that you can join, or take help from someone who can help you in individual therapy. Or there are telephone quit lines. You can take support from there. Most importantly, just focus your mind away from that. Chewing gum helps. Sometimes the sprays are there, but you can have a spray which is not related to nicotine replacement. See, there are all these things available, but try to not get into addiction of other medication where you're trying to quit this tobacco and other addictions. So this is a program which is started by drugabuse.gov or NIDA, which is helping the teenagers around the U.S. With in association with government to quit smoking and other addictions. So I am using their website to administer this podcast. It is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, which has approved two prescriptions for nicotine addiction, which is bupropion, or which is Zyban is a registered trademark. Another one is varenicline, which is called Chantix, which is a regular drug which is available in the market. Now, they work differently in the brain. Both of them help to prevent the relapse, or the way you want to again and again go and get it so that you get the same feeling about in your brain. So that's relapse. It will help your brain to feel better, but not in an addicted way, and will soothe you and calm you. These medications are effective when you have some behavioral treatment, such as group or individual therapies. And I do recommend to take advantage of the telephone quit lines and group and individual therapies. And I will try and give the telephone quit lines towards the end of the podcast. Now, let's also use the food that can be helpful to control the drugs and alcohol addiction or any other tobacco addiction. So this is what the food does. The drugs makes you high. Then there are some proper nutrition that you will take. We'll get so much high with just a general food. You know, food is the medicine, as I always say. Eating a sugary snack is a quick fix, you know. If you take a big donut and punch in a lot of sugar in it, but eating complex carbohydrates such as a piece of fruit or some cheese, some kind of crackers, it will actually give you a leveled kind of sugar in your bloodstream. So it is always good to have a long-term solution instead of quick fix. So if you will just literally jump into a lot of sugary snack, you're just making it worse. Try and have healthy level of carbohydrates. Munch on some nuts. Munch on potatoes, something which makes you potato and cheese potato mixed with it. Replenish your body to make something that makes you feel more, forget the craving of your drug or tobacco. There is something which is found in caffeine, or you can take some temporary solution of eating chocolate or caffeine. Now, caffeine, I know, is also again a craving that you're trying, but it is not that bad food compared to the drugs and tobacco and other bad habits that we have. So you can always try to have something which will fix your mood. Antidepressant kind of food, which will be there is nutmegs and all nuts at some point will make you feel more nourished. So try some nuts. Now let's attack on food. What kind of food will really help you to keep back on track and continue with your quitting strategies? Food number one is cayenne pepper. Now, before I even jump into listing the herbs, I just wanted to let you know that you need to have a lot of essential amino acids. Now, because of the addiction, the amino acids in your body has a distorted balance, and your body has a different kind of need that is set up because of the addiction. So what is essential for you is to focus on the diet which is rich in amino acids. Now, some of the foods which are rich are dairy products. If you love dairy, go attack on dairy. Eat, consume dairy. Yogurt is the best freaking thing out there. Use yogurt. You reduce meat. I don't prefer too much of meat because I'm vegetarian, but I reduce a moderate amount of meat. Soya bean is amazing. You can also, there is recommendation by the doctors about and the rehabilitate centers that to take artificial sweeteners like aspartame, but I say just keep regular sugar in a reduced manner. You can also try poultry. Bananas are very good with amino acid building and will also calm you and give you deep sleep. Other evening teas or regular tea that you can just keep sipping in your mug instead of putting coffee. Make a whole big mug of dandelion tea. Dandelion flowers are available. You can grow even in your pot. They just grow. Dandelions can be found in backyard. This actual available, just plug them. Dump it into a pot, boil it with water, a little bit of salt and, you know, whatever you like, a little bit flavor, and then sip on it the whole day. You will love it. Another one that is in dandelion, if not flowers, there is dandelion tea available in the market. Find something which is reasonable and not too pricey. And stock up in a big container and, you know, so that you can keep sipping on it. There is another couple of oils that I know. One of the oils is called primrose oil. It just soothes you, calms you. Another one is cayenne pepper. You have to take cayenne pepper because it actually reduces the alcohol craving. And we are not talking alcohol, but in general speaking, cayenne pepper is so hot. It opens up and stimulates your neurotransmitters and creates a vibration around your ears and your head and the cortex area. It makes you feel high right away. And so much clear thinking that it actually will help you detox your body, and you might run to the bathroom often, but you know what? It's a long-term fix. And then every day regularly, you can use cayenne pepper, spread on your food or, you know, garnish a little bit, mix it up and enjoy that. Initially, it will be very difficult, but then you will get used to it. It helps especially during alcohol intake that is excessive. Another one is golden seal. I had personally tried this golden seal powder. It is antiviral and it will help you curb your control or your craving for any addiction. Then there is another called kava seeds, which is an herbal treatment available in the market. You can go and find it in any Orient store or Chinese place where they have this herbal tea available in packets or even online, I guess. Then there's milk thistle, which you guys are not, you know, you're so familiar about. Milk thistle is also called Psyllium marinum, which is known to reduce the alcohol craving. So try milk thistle. It reduces the toxins and poison in your body. Another one is passion flower, johnwort, valerian root. These all are very high in vitamins and minerals. What they do is they bind the receptors in the brain in the same manner that your drug would, but it will still keep you calm. Increase your intake of vitamin B. Too much of simply washing away vitamin B is not good. So just increase a little bit of your intake of vitamin B. Again, last but not least, combine this medication, food, and the advised therapies, the group therapeutics, everything with your own meditation. Anything that makes you calm down at one place and focus on your breathing. Focus on your goal that you got to quit. This is Check My Universe. Stay tuned. There is more phone numbers that I'm going to post for. I'll go to record for the quit lines and more information that you can go and find in order to quit tobacco and any kind of addiction. Stay tuned. Check My Universe. Social media for education.